We brought somebody into studio, a maestro into studio, to be able to help us with that translation. Good morning, Maestro Neil Brand.
Actually, I came especially for that. Translate this. Mimata Boach means what are you running on?
Oh, what you're running away from?
Yeah, that's it.
So that's it. All my friends are runners. They're all athletes. Not athletes. They're runners. Every day they're running. And I want to know, what are you running away from? You know what?
We're running away from death. Trying to stay alive.
Exactly. Good morning. Gimple the Fool says, running away from. Boker Tov Team says unsigned. Is a preemptive strike on Hezbollah not a better option than waiting for the inevitable? Hamas is not a real threat. I believe that there is a right to go fully fledged war against against Hezbollah, and that is from Yossi V. All right, Yossi, we're going to put this conversation on hold. We'll continue that with Anthony Reich tomorrow, where we get a little bit more information as to what is going on in Israel with regard to early elections or not, or perhaps Netanyahu just taking over every position in Parliament. I think there are a couple of ministerial positions that he still has yet to fill, and I think he might want them himself. All right, but here we are.
Listen, I'm really glad that Netanyahu is the foreign minister.
Yes.
Because he's the main reason for me coming here.
Oh, so there we go.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
All right.
The whole idea came from the foreign ministry to our ambassador here, Lior Kainan.
Yes.
He said, why don't you come over? We've heard you're doing such a good world around the world.
Fantastic.
Around the world, and come here to South Africa.
Okay.
So we just landed yesterday.
Brilliant.
Tonight we are on the theater on the square.
So that's what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself. Tell us about why you're here, because it's very exciting to have your kind of a talent here in South Africa.
Thank you. I was born and raised in Be'er Sheva,
mm-hmm.
which is like 100 kilometers south of Tel Aviv,
right.
and like 40 kilometers from Sderot.
Mm-hmm.
Sderot was heavily bombarded by Hamas, and
sure.
when it was bombarded by Hamas, I went there almost daily with musicians and played classical music for the children.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's incredible.
And it was sponsored by a credit card company.
Right.
But that was a long time ago. And we also do it for kids that were attacked by Hezbollah years ago in Kiryat Shmona, in Dala Emek, in Nazrat Elit. And we just do it. And then we go
abroad. It's actually very interesting, because how do you, you know, the kids must have had a tremendous level of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get them to breathe and exhale? I imagine once they're in a process of listening to the music, there's the sense of calm that you're bringing to it. But even to get them to that point must be a real challenge.
That's one aspect. They're looking for us. We're energizing them. We're not just trying to make them calm, listen, close your eyes,
yes.
and let the music be a tranquilizer. Listen to the music, jump, have fun with it. And remember, there's another, there's some sun behind these clouds. And hopefully peace is going to come soon. And we remind them that Palestinian kids on the other side of the border, I mean, they mean no harm, but right now this is the situation. So we're using classical music to empower them and show them that...
So you're born in Be'er Sheva. Tell us about your musical career.
I started playing the piano when I was 8. My grandmother insisted on me and took me with 2 buses daily to practice the piano. And then I always knew I wanted to be a conductor. But I didn't know I wanted to be a performer conductor. And if I may say so myself, like Leonard Bernstein was.
Right.
So what the people will see tonight is a part of what I'm doing, is a one-man show named Time to Fall in Love. And it's time to fall in love with Israel, time to fall in love with yourself, time to fall in love with classical music, time to fall in love with being alive.
Right.
All of that tonight, theater on the square, 8 p.m.
8 p.m. All right. And how do we get tickets?
If there are tickets left, that's a big if.
Yes, because I'm thinking I'd like to go.
Yeah, please, please come. Just online.
I'm sure we can go to Ticket Pros, or we can contact the directly theater on the square.
So I was raised, born and raised in Be'er Sheva, and by the time I was 16, I started playing the double bass too as a second instrument.
Right.
While I was in the army, I did 2 things. First, I played music for the soldiers, and then I was a medic.
Right.
I was a medic, and then from there on, I started conducting orchestras, and I always knew I had more to do facing the audience than facing the orchestra.
That is so interesting.
So half of my time on stage is spent facing the audience.
Right.
I have a lot to tell them, and I want to make their life better with classical music.
Mm.
And people coming tonight
Right.
People coming tonight will enjoy Bach and Beach Boys, Sting and Beethoven, Mozart.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And so I will tell them, it's very eclectic. Very
I think
eclectic.
So. I will tell them about approach. Me, the time I spent with Itzhak Perlman.
Right.
With Michel Legrand.
Amazing.
The time I had a beer with Mozart. And.
Oh, really?
You look surprised.
Yeah. No, not at all. It must have been quite a beer.
No. And our coming here was greatly helped by, of course, the Embassy of Israel.
Fantastic.
And the ambassador, and by El Al.
Right.
El Al has been heavily attacked lately for nothing.
For nothing.
I mean, we Israelis are wonderful, wonderful people, but we've got a lot to learn, and we're learning it.
Right.
As we speak.
Yes.
And also by Sasson Kedem and Elite VIP and... I have so many people to be grateful to.
That is absolutely
amazing.
Did
I mention it is my wife's birthday today?
You know what? You probably forgot to mention that, but you didn't forget her birthday, and that's important.
Yes. Right. Ilana Brandt.
Right.
It's her birthday today.
Well, happy birthday.
And hopefully we'll be celebrating it tonight.
What a celebration.
8 p.m.
What a celebration.
Hopefully.
Yeah, while you're busy talking, lots of messages coming in, to say it sounds absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
So I really
hope to see you all tonight.
That, try and get tickets. So we're going to still see if we can find out the exact way that people can get tickets, just to make life a little bit easier.
But best way is online and maybe tickets.
Yeah, so that's what there's normally ticket pros, but I'm just waiting. Is that correct? All right, I'm getting confirmation.
Go on, Howard, can I tell you a little about what I'm going to do this week?
Yes, please.
Because tonight is like an extra. Tomorrow I'm going to do two shows at the hospital, one for the oncological children's ward,
right,
and one in another department. And Wednesday I'm in Soweto. Because our embassy has been contributing some part of the community center.
Yes, I know they've been very active there, which is fantastic.
I'm performing there.
Right.
And Thursday there's a concert too. Friday, two concerts. The second one is a masterclass in Soweto, again.
So there's a tremendous amount, of outreach and healing, actually. So that's what it seems to be when I'm listening to your theme, when we talk about Sderot and we're talking about the oncology units and we're talking about kids in Soweto and
my mother always wanted to be a doctor.
Right, and you were a medic.
So I think not this kind of doctor. She didn't imagine.
But very, very interesting in that you are bringing these two worlds together.
I don't think
it was a coincidence that you're a medic in the army, because I think you are a healer. That seems to be your approach to music. Is it difficult for the musicians that you work with to work with a conductor with such a different style compared to conventional conductors?
Well, what I do with musicians is tikkun olam too, because the classical world is in dire straits.
Right.
Because less people come to the concert halls, less children come to the concert hall, and I do tikkun olam with them too, because I love to think of myself as making classical music more lovable, more charming, more approachable, more accessible. And with my approach and my energy, my musicians have to be special people, and they are special people. And so are all my partners in what I do in tikkun olam. Coming here, we've been to Nigeria, we've been to Cameroon.
How many people travel with you in this?
Right now I'm here with my wife, but this is a one-man show.
So this is a one-man show.
Yeah, but when I go abroad, I work with local orchestras.
Right.
An orchestra traveling is an immensely expensive thing.
Very expensive.
And I love what I'm doing.
Right.
Do I sound like one who loves what he's doing?
I would say that you do. It certainly does come across.
Thank you. It just
comes across as absolutely, absolutely amazing. Where else have you been? I mean,
we started in Burma, and we'll be going to Burma again in February, or what you call Myanmar, and then Kenya and Cameroon and Angola and Nigeria and Uganda and Tanzania and South America, like Peru and Uruguay. And what we do is we go to Europe, like Switzerland. We've been there a few months ago. And
those poor suffering Swiss kids.
Yeah, one of the shows has been in a hospital.
Ah, fair enough.
But we do get sponsors from Europe,
of course,
Amsterdam, England, and to help us come here.
And how do you adjust? It's interesting because kids of South Africa in terms of music, is it different to what you're seeing in South America, or is music so universal that you don't need much adjustment?
Listen, kids are kids, and when you reach their hearts, and when they trust you, They'll go miles with you. And second thing, like my mentor, Lenny Bernstein, I believe there are two kinds of music. Mm-hmm. There's good music and there's bad music. And who's judging? History will judge.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, Mozart wrote music 230 years ago.
Yes.
We're still playing it.
Sure.
Hits, there were hits a year ago. Gun.
Right. Gun. We won't mention Eurovision right now. Yeah.
No, don't get into that. Don't get into that.
I would never.
No. But will you come to Israel for Eurovision?
I would love to.
Yeah,
I would absolutely love to.
We live in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
I'm
delighted, first of all, that Tel Aviv has got the Eurovision.
Absolutely.
I think it makes absolute sense. I think it made no sense whatsoever. As maybe ideological and wonderful as a Jerusalem would have been, Tel Aviv's the heart of Eurovision
exactly.
In Israel. There's
it's
no
going to be an amazing Eurovision.
I'm sure it'll be
fantastic. I personally know people working on it.
Oh, wow.
And where we live in Shuk HaKarmel in
yeah.
Tel Aviv.
Oh, wow.
We have a very special place. You're invited.
Thank you.
And we now have so many tourists in Israel. Mm. I think we have 2 to 3 million tourists in Israel. Imagine what's going to happen in May when Tel Aviv is going to
The energy will be
absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely.